Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of a high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did because our good friend Terry Neese is with us. Terry is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the great people working in the marketplace out there on behalf of small business owners and especially women business owners. She's been laboring long and hard on the issues of women in business. She is a co-founder of an organization called Women Impacting Public Policy, which I've told you about many times before with Terry and with Barbara Kassoff and others in that organization. And she's here to talk to us about some changes, some new stuff, and some things that are being addressed to deal with some old stuff. She's our good friend. Terry Neese, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning.
It's good to have you back. We missed you.
Well, you know, I've had sometimes you just have to take a break and get your head down and stay focused and build and then go talk about it.
Exactly.
But we're doing some fabulous programs around the world, and I'm anxious to talk to you about those.
And so Women Impacting Public Policy is still very much like it was, but the foundation that you have been running for a few years, it's the same foundation, I guess, but maybe with a new charter and a new name.
That's correct. We started out as the WIP Institute, which is a part of the WIP organization, Women Impacting Public Policy. And we did a name change in December of last year to reflect more about what we're really doing around the world. All of a sudden, we found ourselves being asked to go to third world countries and other countries around the world to help empower women. And as you know, we brought women from Afghanistan to the United States last year for education, training, and mentoring. And that has just dominoed. There's been so many requests from different countries. Heads of government from different countries have asked us to replicate that program.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Recently I conducted. I'm gonna get a little political here, ladies and gentlemen. And Terry is certainly no stranger to that topic. But Terry, recently I reported with Amy Menifee, reported on the show, the nine most underreported business stories in the last 50 years. And one of the things that I should have put on my list was one of the byproducts of what the United States has been doing and the coalition forces have been doing in the Middle East for the last 5 or 6 years. And one of those byproducts is the liberation of women and the giving women the ability to follow their own dreams, to be business owners. Where has been the reporting for this and for the work that you've been doing, Terry? What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, there's not any reporting.
Millions. We're talking tens of millions, ladies and gentlemen, of women. I hate to say this, but I'll tell you, this is an example, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, and I know this is political, but it's just a fact. This is an example of the media being so invested in failure that they refuse to find any kind of positives that could come out of something, of this exercise we've had over the last 5 or 6 years. What do you think, Terry?
Yeah, I mean, if you're doing anything positive, the media doesn't seem to want to hear about it.
Yeah. If a bomb isn't going off, they don't want to hear about it.
No, and you know, if someone's not getting killed and there's blood running in the street, they don't want to hear about it. And that's just really unfortunate because there are a lot of positive things that are happening. But at any rate, we changed
women,
the name.
Women were worse than third-class citizens in Afghanistan. They were chattel. And they were nothing much more than chattel in Afghanistan prior to the United States going in there.
Oh, that's right. As a matter of fact, they could not leave their home unless they were on the arm of a man.
They couldn't
could
be
leave
educated.
Their, yeah, they could leave their home if they had a two-year-old boy that would walk with them. They had to be with a male.
Yeah.
And if they painted their fingernails, they would have their fingers chopped off.
Mm-hmm.
They could not leave their home without a veil and being completely covered.
They couldn't go to school.
Couldn't go to school. There's no such thing as education. A number of women owned businesses in Afghanistan but had to leave those businesses, could no longer run them. So it's a complete startup again over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years.
And, folks, Terry has taken – she's picked up from the liberation of these women to bringing them into the global marketplace, teaching them and exposing them to the things that they need to know so they can take their place in the marketplace, in the global marketplace. We're going to come right back. Terry, I'm going to get off my soapbox. When we come back, we're going to let Terry finish her thought right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Lassie here, Small Business Advocate. My website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show. We have a time machine there. That's right. This time machine will take you back in time. It won't take you forward, but it'll take you back. Back in time to shows that we've done all the way back to 99. Thousands of archives of past interviews arranged in a handy-dandy catalog of topics, which is the way the Brain Trust members are also listed. They're also listed alphabetically. You can also read articles. Thousands of those, which I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, they're arranged in the categories. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog while you're there. And, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. where you get small business answers now, so check those out. No barriers to entry on any of our websites. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Terry Neese is our guest, our good friend. She is the, what is your title now of this new institute?
CEO and president.
Of the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.
Correct, IEEW.org.
Right, okay. And, IEEW. And that's, there you go, IEEW, and .org, and that's the new name for an organization you've been hearing me talk about with Terry for a long time, which is the foundation for, which was formerly part of, it still is part of WIP, I guess, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, Women Impacting Public Policy. Okay, I'm off my soapbox now. I feel much better, though, Terry. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. We're talking about the work that you're doing not only with women in the United States, and we don't want to lose sight of that because you do a lot of wonderful work for women all over the world, especially in the United States, but you've been focusing a lot of your attention on areas like as we said, Afghanistan, but also Rwanda.
Yeah, that's true. And speaking of the United States for a moment, we conduct power tools for women all around the country. We have a power tools event coming up in Houston, Texas, May 13th, and we have AT&T is paying scholarships for women to come and get training in Houston to understand how do you become a grassroots advocate, how do you get an issue passed through Congress, how do you become a small business resource for the media, how do you become a small business resource for your elected official. And so we do media training, we do persuasive speaking, and we do grassroots training. It's a fabulous full day session. And
I have been to their meetings, folks. It's exciting. There's so much energy. The women work so closely together. I don't think I've ever seen a place where women of both political parties, and I mean activist women of both political parties, come together with as much congeniality as they do at your events, Terry.
Well, thank you. I mean, we really try to make sure.
And you discuss the issues, but still, folks, the level of congeniality and care that they have about each other is really amazing.
And we try to make sure we have this equal number of Republicans and Democrats speaking, and that they have the opportunity to lay out their positions and let our members decide who they want to support, who they want to help. And so we're really focused on the nonpartisanship or bipartisanship.
Right. And of course,
meetings.
That's just when you have the political discussions. But a lot of the work that you do is not political at all, as you were just saying.
No, that's right. And actually, the Power Tools for Women is not political at all. We do have an elected official come and have lunch with us and connecting in with the women at the local level. For example, in Houston on May 13th, we have Representative Ellen Cohen, who happens to be a Democrat, and she will come and have lunch with us. And that way the Houston women will be able to connect with her and really get to know her. And we're doing these all across the country. So Houston is just happens to be the next one coming up in May 13th.
And they can find out more about this on which website?
On the IEEW.org.
Okay, find it there. All right, so check that out, folks. Why Rwanda?
Interesting. You know, last year we brought Afghan women over, who, by the way, are extremely successful, and at some point we need to talk about what they're doing since they've been back home. I got a call from the president of Oklahoma Christian University asking me, oh, my goodness, when did you start doing this, and this is incredible, and can you replicate this program? And I got calls from the president of the University of Virginia. I got calls from university in Texas, and all of a sudden the doors started opening up. And the Oklahoma Christian University said, you know, we have a sister relationship with the country of Rwanda. We have several students from Rwanda here on campus, and we would love to bring women business owners here for education and mentoring. And can we put a deal together to make that happen? So that discussion actually started in the middle of the Afghan women being here last year, and now we have 15 Rwanda women arriving on our soil on July 3rd, and they'll be here 4 weeks, 3 weeks in class, and 1 week living with an American woman business owner and mentoring
and shadowing
her. Now,
are these women business owners, or are these women who will be centers of influence for other women when they go back?
Both. 95% of the women own businesses, and it's a mixture of different types of businesses: internet cafe type businesses, handicraft type businesses, basket weaving, those kinds of businesses. And
see, Terry, one of the things that we're going to a break here in a second. One of the things that I like about what you're doing, I mean, in addition to just the fact that it's the right thing to do, I keep coming back to Frédéric Bastiat, that great 19th century French economist and a comedian, who said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. Terry, what you're doing, you're not only helping these women, you're promoting free trade around the world. Folks, when we trade with other countries, when you trade with a woman in Rwanda, we don't hate each other. And that's a good thing for the world. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. Terry Neese is our guest and our good friend and someone we admire very much around here. I know I certainly do. She's my good friend and a good friend of yours, whether you know it or not. And ladies especially, she's a good friend of yours. Nobody on the planet works more tirelessly for women business issues, politically, on both sides of the aisle, and internationally, which you can tell by the work that she's doing. Terry, on behalf of small business owners, period, but especially women who have dreams of following their own dream, we thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's my passion, as you know, and I have been doing this for a number of years, and it's, you know, what is so great about this is seeing people like the women who came over last year from Afghanistan, and they've gone back and are paying it forward. They're taking their knowledge back and spreading it in their country. One woman in particular, you may remember me talking about, Taj, who owns a ball manufacturing company. She makes soccer balls and footballs. She has hired 53 additional people since she went back to Afghanistan last September.
Has she hired any men?
No.
Will men work for women over there?
You know,
they're not that enlightened, are they?
I think they probably would, but she is so focused on it's helping, especially handicapped women. There were a lot of women who lost limbs on mines and those kinds of things. And so she's been so focused on hiring those types of women for her company. And she is getting ready to announce for Parliament. So
tell the audience about the stipulation of their constitution.
Yeah, their constitution actually
calls
calls for 25% of their parliament to be women. And let's talk about the fact that so they will have 25% in their parliament of women. The United States of America has 16%. We have 16 senators in the Senate. And there's 100 senators, so we're at 16%. So we, you know, we're 9% below where Afghanistan is. So we're thrilled that we may have a student, a former student of ours, that will be in the parliament in Afghanistan,
and hopefully can make policy that will help get that country, lead it farther and farther into, closer and closer to having a fully functioning economy that accepts all comers when it comes to business.
Absolutely. I mean, when we teach democracy and the free market principles and capitalism, and they can take that knowledge back as an elected official into their country, that's huge. I believe that truly is peace through business and establishing peace through business, and that is what this particular program is called, Peace Through Business. These women want a peaceful country. They want a free market to operate in.
Terry,
they believe in capitalism.
How are you funding this?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for asking. People like AT&T, T. Boone Pickens Foundation, who gave, by the way, $165 million to Oklahoma State University. I believe that's the largest contribution that's ever been given to a university. People like Betsy and Dick DeVos, who are part of the initial Amway.
Yeah.
And people like Harold and Sue Ann Hamm and Paul Singer out of New York. And
anybody in my audience wants to give a buck or $1 million,
absolutely.
How do they do that?
Well, contact me. That's T Niese, N-E-E-S-E, tniese@iew.org. And by the way, Jim, there are a lot of women business owners around the country who have contributed $1,000 or $5,000 because they feel doing this, they're giving back to women in these third world countries. And that's a real blessing for them. And it's a blessing for us in order to carry out our work.
And it took you a long time to be able to get to Afghanistan. I know it was you had an aborted attempts for quite a few times, didn't you?
Yes, I was over there last July. Finally got the opportunity to go over. I guess you'd call it an opportunity. It wasn't very pleasant. But at least it gave me the opportunity to really understand what Afghanistan looks like, what their economy looks like.
Right.
And that was really critical for me to be able to relate to what these women are going through.
Terry, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for all that you do. Thanks for bringing us this report. Keep up the good work. And, folks, it's tniese@iew.org if you want to contact her about anything, but especially if you'd like to make a contribution. And we'll take little contributions, right, Terry?
Absolutely.
Doesn't have to be $165 million. Hey, Terry, thanks for being here. Good job, as always.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.